Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilinish Masara Ma'alka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Challah. We are going to close out the second parak today with Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. The Mishnah says Shira Challah Echad Me'asim Yarba. The proper measure for Challah is 1/24 of the dough. In other words, the amount that one separates as Challah has to be at least 1/24 of the dough. Ha'usi Saliatzma Vosa L'Mishta Beno. If you're making it for a private individual, whether you're making it for a small dough for a personal consumption or for a lot of people, like for a wedding, the bottom line is echad me'esim v'arba. There, it's 1/24. However, the 1/24 challah norm applies only those who are preparing it for their own use, because the doughs are relatively generally small. But nachtum shu'osalim korba shuk v'chein a'isha shu'osalim korba shuk echad me'esim v'arba m'shmona. But when you have a baker or a woman who are planning on selling commercially, so there the required amount is 1/48, because commercial bakers usually prepare very large dough. So even a 1/48 can be considered a davar achashav. It can be a significant amount. And even a woman who's selling in the market, which tends to be smaller, she makes a smaller dough than the men, the bakers, still notwithstanding, since she's planning on selling it, it works. Now, nitmeis isasa shogega so anusa echad me'arba'im mushmona. If she prepares a dough for household consumption, she has to separate 1/24 of his or her dough as challah. But if the dough became tummy by mistake, so in such a situation, you still separate the institution of 1/48. But if nitmeis mizida, if she made a tummy on the purpose, so then we stick to the 1/24 echad me'asim v'arba k'deishol teichote nizgar, because we don't want a person who sins on purpose to be able to benefit. Now, the Mishnah does continue and say, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, and he tells us, Minator al-Tameh, he says he can come up with a system, Rabbi Eliezer, whereby you can separate Chala Tor on behalf of a Tameh dough. How? Ketzad? Isa Tahora v'Isa Tameh. What if I have a dough that's Tor and a dough that's Tameh? Sinoto k'te Chala me'Isa shelo hurma chalasa v'nosim pochus mikabetza v'emtza k'dei she'ito min amukaf. What he should do is separate the dough from the Tor one and put it in the middle, between the Torah and the Tameh, so that now he's taking that separated amount from the middle dough, which is around the both doughs, and that will be from things that are close by. V'achachamim osirim. The Chachamim say, are you crazy? That doesn't work for us. They say it doesn't work, and we paskin like the Chachamim, because they were concerned in this situation for separating from Torah onto Tameh, because maybe the things are going to touch. Torah has to be separated on its own. Tameh has to be separated on its own, and that's the way we paskin la halacha. We'll stop here and start the third parak tomorrow. Be'ezras Hashem, everybody have a great day.